Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, today it's all about horseback rides of a lifetime. And hey, I have been blessed growing up family farm from little ponies, thunder and lightning, all the way up to the Appaloosa Clarence in my lifetime, got to ride horses. But as I became an adult, some of these horseback rides are truly rides of a lifetime. So my first question to you is, how many of you have ridden a horse? And right away you're going, no, me. But I didn't finish the sentence. How many of you have ridden a horse to work? And people are like, what do you mean to work? On a highway? No. You see, when I was doing my research out in Idaho, now listen to this research, it's plant research. So it was non-native plant species on a sagebrush steppe. You're going, what the heck is that? Well, bottom line is, if you climb up in the Rockies in Idaho, you get to a certain point, 8,000 feet, and all of a sudden there is a desert. And you could look for 60 miles, it is flat. And people go, well, how in the world could there be a desert that high up? Well, you go to New Mexico, you find it. So there's many places in our country that you will actually find these deserts. But obviously it's in the Rockies, and attached to it are more Rocky Mountains. Well, so how do you get up higher and higher? The easiest way is to go horseback. So you go down to the barns, the U.S. government, and that's where I was doing the research. They have caballeros. Those are the cowboys from South America. They are hitching up horses because that's what they're using on their daily rides. You know, they tend to the sheep that are there, and there's 3,000 sheep that are there that they tend to. And, well, we're going to ride higher and higher up into the Rocky Mountains. So you see, in the traffic jam, the only thing that I see is the rump of the horse that's in front of me as we climb higher and higher. And you know the amazing thing? We're going on game trails. And for those of you that don't know what a game trail is, it's what it just sounds like. You're going on a trail that every animal over thousands of years has figured out that this is the easiest way from point A to point B, up or down the mountain. And it's funny, you may see elk on this trail, and on the same trail you find mountain lion. Well, guess what? That's their food. But you might find a grizzly bear, but you also might find a fox, and so on. Lions and tigers and bears are mine. We see the horses are going to go on these game trails. Hey, and there are places where you're going to have to get your horse to climb up a higher rock, and it's like, it's almost like you don't even ask them to. They know what to do. And it's like the horse is in four-wheel drive mode and just climbs right over it. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, you're climbing up higher and higher. You're up there. You're doing your research and you're going, all right, so this is really cool. You know, you're at maybe, I'm making up like 9,000-10,000 feet, doing your plant research. And then you're going, all right, time to go home. And home actually means back to, there's actually a village of homes that all the scientists, and by the way, I'm an environmental scientist, so I happen to be one of them, that's going back down. And now you get back on your horse and you ride down. So you see, I've ridden to work and from work on a horse. And that is, and I mean, it is a ride of a lifetime. Well, another ride of a lifetime is this. I had filmed a pilot for PBS, and I was going to be driving a team of Clydesdales. And I was going out to a farm, and Morgan, who was the absolute, and I am saying, a wonderful woman who is brilliant with Clydesdales, and this one was going to be driving a team of Clydesdales. So, you know, you got the big old wagon. You probably have seen the Budweiser commercials with the team going in place. And it is, you think about synchronized swimming, this is synchronized horses. And there is a show called on RFD TV, Gentle Giants. And they're talking about all these different large breeds and what they can do. And they truly are gentle giants. They're monstrous horses. You stand next to them and you just feel dwarfed. But while you're feeling dwarfed, they are so calm and gentle. Well, when I got there to film, you know, film crews with me, and Morgan is going to teach how to set up the team. Again, you have to set up the harnesses and all this. To get that team, you have to groom the horses. There is so much that goes on in the prep to drive the team. So we go through all of that. We get it all set up. And now we're ready to drive a team. And then she begins to teach me. And this is the awesome thing. As she is teaching me, there are many commands. And you can do voice commands. And she has a whistle that, again, you know this. It's when you teach an animal, they learn through repetition. Hey, guess what? Humans learn through repetition. My good buddy Coach Gorski says, what you get reps at is what you get good at. He's talking about plays in football, but he's talking about life. And the same thing is true with animals. When they get reps at a specific command, and whether it's a voice command, a whistle command, they just listen and do what they have to do, and they do it together. So here you are. We've got cameramen on the ground. We've got a cameraman in the back of the wagon, and there is Morgan and I up front. And first she is driving the team and teaching me while she's taking command of the horses. And then it is time, and she'll say, all right, Joey, it is now time for you to drive the team. She hands me the reins, and now my commands are what's going to drive this team. And again, you can use some of the reins, and I was taught how to do that as well. But I didn't have her whistle, and so I was lacking a little bit, but every now and then she'd give the whistle. You know, how Santa gave the whistle and up the chimney he rose. Well, there was no Santa Claus here, but there was Morgan, who was awesome. And as I'm driving this team, I've got this big old smile on my face because this is a horseback ride of a lifetime. And this one is part one of the series. So I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.